welcome back to Willis Outdoor Adventures podcast. I'm here with my cousins, Anna and Laura.
Hey, guys.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. So today we're actually going to be talking about goals, and it could be like year goals, like New Year's resolutions type things, or just goals in general. But I wanted to do this podcast, and I asked around, and I've heard that you guys are the people to talk to, because apparently you're really good at setting goals or keeping goals or something. So I just want to pick your brain about that a little bit. Is that okay, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. So probably what I'll do is I'll ask you guys questions, like specifically. So I'll say, hey, Laura, I have this question for you. And then Anna, I have this question for you. That way we just know who I'm talking to and who's going to take the question. Does that sound okay?
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. So, the first question that I have, I wanted to get this podcast out, at the start of 2024 so people could kind of set their goals, you know, for the year or whatever, but, it might be just as good now because this might be when people are already quitting their goals. So this might be some motivation, but my first question, I'll ask Anna, what were some of your 2023 goals, or maybe a 2023 goal that you kept?
Oh boy. The first one that comes to mind is I had the goal. I really enjoy journaling, and I love like looking back and reflecting, or I forget little details. So, I wanted to journal every single day of 2023. And technically I didn't meet this goal because I missed one day, and like for the life of me, I had no clue what happened that day. Like, absolutely no clue. A week later when I went to catch up on my journaling. So I journaled 364 days of the year.
That's incredible. That's actually
sometimes it's just sentences.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Thank you.
That's actually really incredible. I would love to know what was happening on that day that you missed. If it just like slipped your mind, or if it was super busy. That's so funny. I think that counts though. 364 days.
Thank you. I count it.
That's awesome. That's some dedication right there. I guess I'll ask Laura the same question. Laura, let's say one goal that you had in 2023 that you kept, that you're proud of.
Okay, well, this one I think I took a little overboard, but my goal was to get 13,000 steps every day. And so I got it, but I took it to the extreme to where, like, if I was... If it was like 11:30 and I didn't have my steps, you already know I was sprinting the parking lot to get my steps. And like, you know, if I had friends over, I'd be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, we gotta go on the walk."
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
But I mean, all my friends, you know, just started being like, "All right, let's hang out. All right, let's go on a walk." But I got it, and that was. I probably wouldn't do it again because I took it. Like, one day I was sick and I was, like, about to pass out, but I'm like, ain't no way I'm breaking my strength.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious.
But, yeah, I probably won't do that again because I took it to the extreme. So, but, yeah, that was one I was pretty proud of.
Wow, that's crazy.
A couple times. The weather was, like, severe. Like, you would go out in really cold and bad weather, but weren't there a few times you had to, like, just take a delivery and last around the house?
Yeah, I mean, I would go out in really cold weather, but, like, if it was raining or something, and, like, I was a baby and didn't want to get wet, I'd just go round and round the house. Now, I don't know if that actually counts, but that's kind of what I did.
Well, I mean, the goal was about steps, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think that counts. That is so funny. Okay, so I guess we can transition a little bit. I want to hear a little bit about how you guys set goals. So, the first question I guess I'll ask is, and it's okay if you don't do this every year, like set New Year's goals or your goals for the year, but on average, how many goals do you think you like write down at the beginning of the year and say, this is something that I want to do this year?
I probably
write
way too many.
Oh, yeah. And did I say Anna? I meant to say Anna. Sorry.
No, you didn't, but no one else is talking, so. I think I write, like, 6 or 7, sometimes way more. I've tried to, like, slim it down, but I'm really not the person to talk to about annual goals.
Mm-hmm.
I hardly ever keep annual goals. I try to sit down, like, every Saturday or Sunday and write weekly goals, if that counts.
Wow, that's incredible. So, what is an example of one of those look like?
Weekly goals would be like, all right, contact this, call this trend from college, hang out with this friend, get this task done, go to the gym 5 days. And like I'll try to specify like, all right, Monday I'm gonna go in the morning, Tuesday I can't go in the morning, so go in the afternoon, stuff like that.
Wow, that's incredible. That actually makes a lot of sense, being able to, like, at the beginning of the week, like, assess what you want to prioritize that week, and it's a little bit more, like, right in front of you. It's, like, the next step. I like that a lot, actually. Maybe that's something I'll implement.
Yeah. That works a lot better for me than, like, annual goals, I guess.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I was texting back and forth with my dad, maybe, like, January 3rd or something, and we were kind of talking about some of our goals for 2024, and it's just funny how much of a different approach we have. Like, for my dad, I think it's like, if he writes one down, he's like devoted to it, like, I'm gonna try, you know, everything that I can to do this. So he'll only write maybe 2 or 3 goals down for the year, whereas me, there's me. My, like, batting average for my yearly goals is maybe, like, I'll keep, like, 20% of them. So my strategy is I just write a whole bunch down, and I'm like, okay, the more of these I write down, it just makes it more likely that I'll do it, you know? So that's kind of my strategy. And I'm like, this will make me a better person. I'll just write, like, 30 goals down and see how many of them I actually do, you know? Because, like, I know myself, and I know there's, like, a 0% chance I'll do them if I don't write them down, so. But, yeah, my average isn't that great, so. Okay, Laura, what was the question I just asked you, Anna? I can't even remember.
About how many goals I make a year.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, what's your rough, like, you know, dad's at, like, 2 range. I'm at that 30 range. Where do you think you fall, Laura?
Okay, yeah, I think I'm more with you, Tim. I'm probably close to 25 or 30. I kind of shoot for the moon and then hope to hit the stars like you.
Oh, that's hilarious. I have a feeling you're probably averaging a little bit higher success rate or accomplish rate, though. What do you think your percentage is there on the ones that you keep?
It was actually pretty high. I think there was like 5 I didn't get.
Oh, wow. So you're at that like 80 something percent range. That's incredible. That's passing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so the kind of where I want to take this to is, I want to, like, obviously we all have our own priorities in life and, like, things that we want to focus on, whether it's physical fitness or relationships or our relationship with God or all the above, church life. I want to hear, I guess, Anna first. You can do your weekly goals too, because it sounds like you prioritize those a lot, which is really cool. I want to hear, like, how you generate these goals or create these goals. Like, what's the process behind that? And how are you, like, sifting through what's important in your life and what you want to focus on? Could be that week, could be that year. But how would you answer that question? How are you coming up with these goals?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say I'm going to reference a video that I listened to earlier this year about goals. And it said something like, think about who you want to be and then figure out, like, what it would look like to become that person and what you need to do. And, like, instead of coming up with one specific goal or one specific area of life, just kind of pick a word and, like, a theme. And, like, as long as you're headed in the right direction, you'll meet your goal, basically. So my goal for this year is to do things, like, just went out of my comfort zone and push myself mentally more than I ever would. So, that's kind of one thing that helps me in the beginning of the week. Also relationships and, like, things that bring me joy and I know make me better. Like, I can tell when I go to work on days that I didn't have my morning time. Like, I'm just so much more impatient and aggravated. So, yeah. And then I know that, like, if I work out after teaching, I'll just be in a better mood when I come home to my husband. So, yeah, I guess, like, things I know that will make my everyday better.
Okay. Yeah. No, I like that a lot. I guess a follow-up question. So you've kind of taken us through a little bit of the process of how you kind of prioritize selecting goals, like thinking about who you want to be and how you're going to get there. Take us through, if you would, one or two goals that are currently on the table for you right now that you're trying to achieve, like specific goals, and I guess maybe a word on why you chose that goal.
Okay. One of my goals is to connect with a friend at least one or two times a week, either by phone or hanging out. Because I know that, like, when I hang out with him, I just feel super encouraged, and I want to try to be a good friend back to them. Mm-hmm. So that's one goal. Another goal is to, make sure I have, like, solid morning time and get up at my goal time, because it really does help me to have my God time and, like, I'm trying to incorporate some different things into my God time that I just know will make me a better teacher specifically.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect.
Does that answer your question?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me. I like those goals that are, like, relational too, because it's easy for me to, I don't really know, not pour into relationships as much as I probably should. Like, I love people and I love my friends and stuff, but it's really easy for me to just, I'm extremely bad about, if I'm not in the same place as a person, I don't really talk to them. Like, I'm bad at keeping up. So that's something that I could benefit from, is, like, I like how you're saying, like, once a week, I want to either hang out with this person or at least have a phone conversation with them. I like that a lot. That's like an example of an intentional relationship, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other comments before I transition to Laura?
No, thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Man, I got to remember my questions here. Laura, Anna, can you help me out? What did I ask?
I think you asked, like, my process for picking
them. Okay, yeah.
How I go about
that. Yeah. So, Laura, when you're trying to nail down, like, what goals you want to strive to achieve, like your 13,000 steps in a day or whatever the goals are, how do you procure those, or how are you selecting those?
Yeah. So basically I have, like, different groups, I guess. Like, one is spiritual, and then one's, like, relationships, experiences, physical, and then self-growth. And then, like, within each of those, I'll kind of come up with different ones, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you have, like, categories, and then you're like, I want to grow in all these areas, so I'm going to choose at least, you know, one or two in each of these areas that I want to grow and stretch myself in. Is that?
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Uh-huh, okay, awesome. And then I guess you have, like, say it's spiritual, you might have even more specific things, like, oh, I want to do a good job doing such and such, like memorizing the word, or am I often saying that, or is that kind of accurate?
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty accurate.
Okay, so give me an example, if you would, like a goal that you have currently on the table and how you decided to write that down and say, this is something I'm going to chase after.
Okay, so like a spiritual goal, one of mine is I want to pray for everyone in my context. And so I guess I came up with that because I would... like, I wanted to pray for someone different every day, and, like, obviously if someone else is on my heart, then I'll pray for them, but, they were, like, random people that I was like, you know, I really need to pray for them, but I would just always forget it, cast in my mind, and I'm like, so anyway, that was kind of a easy way to just pray for, like, even acquaintances that I have in my phone that just kind of, like, remind me to pray for them. And then, like, I don't have that many contacts, so I just keep going over the year, and so I'll pray for everybody several times over.
Wow, that's actually really cool. I love that. So, we're here, we're recording now, it's, what, February 3rd? Have you already been through your contacts this year? Is that what you're saying?
No, I haven't. Okay, I haven't gone through all of them.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I have a little more than
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I'm not saying you only have 30 contacts. I didn't know if you were praying for 3 or 4 a day or, you know, whatever. I didn't know. Is it just one person a day?
Yeah, it's just one person a day. Just every day when all day when I think of them, I'll just pray for them all day.
Wow, that's actually that's a cool idea. Man, you guys are on it. My goodness. That's so cool. So, yeah, you're not through your contact list yet.
No.
You got a pretty big family, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
Most of it's family, but, you know.
No, I'm just kind of messing with you. Yeah, so I want to hear, too, from, I guess we'll open it up to both of you guys. No. I better be specific. Anna. Tell me a couple other goals that you have on the table that you're really excited about, if you have any.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm trying to memorize more scripture and incorporate that in my morning routine. And then I have a few physical goals, but in general, I just want to get to the gym. My goal is like 5 days a week, but if I can get my life in order, it would be twice a day. We'll see about that.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
And then, I guess at the moment, like, I don't know how specific you want me to be, but within physical goals, I want to get, at this point, just 5 pull-ups.
Uh-huh.
Get back into running. So... I think those are the big ones at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually know of one that you told me at the beginning of the year that I loved and I thought it was really beautiful. So I'm going to kind of put you on the spot.
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Ferguson, my husband, and I have a goal to host people at least once a week. And so we, at the beginning of the year, made a list of like 15 families or couples. We kind of designated Saturday night for that. So in our head, we just kind of, like, budgeted money for making a meal for multiple people once a week. Ferguson bought a few games. We just kind of, like, tried to set ourselves up for success here. So, yeah, the goal is every Saturday from now until March, at least, to host someone. And so tonight we, in theory, have
two teenage boys coming over. And yeah, that's been really fun. A couple of times people have been like, oh, how did you come to our house instead? And we've just been like, oh, great.
That's so awesome.
It's fun. So, yeah, it's definitely been really good. Just like a month in to connect with more people. And I do feel more invested in our community, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, well, for sure. I think that's incredible and beautiful. And like, what a way to like intentionally practice hospitality. I mean, I think that's awesome. And I love too the fact that, you know, for me, again, I'm not very good at this stuff. So I like set a goal and then I'm just like, all right, I just got to grit my teeth and do it. But I love what you said about setting yourself up for success and like actually being intentional, writing down a list of people so that every week you're not having to scramble to think of people. And then even buying some games and just like saying, okay, this is going to be a part of our life. It's not just something that we're going to grit our teeth and try to get through. That's beautiful. I love that.
Yeah. Another thing that has helped us on that note is, don't you have the idea to like number people in the order that we felt we should invite them? Like, oh, we haven't seen these people in forever. They're number one. And like, these people are closer to us, so we should probably invite them sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. So that also helps. It's kind of like, okay, who's next on the list? All right, they couldn't make it. Let's just go to our fourth one or whatever. Wow. Yeah, it does take off that plan.
Laura, are you barking?
I'm not walking.
Okay. Okay, no worries. Yeah, so Laura, now I'm going to bounce it over to you. What's one or two goals that you're particularly excited about that we haven't talked about yet that you have on the table right now, maybe for this year?
What was the last part?
Maybe for this year. Like, what's a couple goals that you have that you're really excited about?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Well, I guess one of them is I want to go to at least two states I've never been to. I'm trying to, like, the overall goal, like, I have a bucket list, and I try to, like, break down my bucket list each year. And so my overall goal is to get all 50 states. And so this year, if I get two, then I'll be almost to 50. And then I think we have a trip planned in May, and I will get at least two or maybe more.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
And then this is kind of a funny one, but I've actually been doing this for years, and it's probably one of my favorites, is I go to my grandma's every week, and we have been watching this show for probably 4 years together every Sunday. And now it's just kind of like a habit, but it's definitely like something that goes on my list every year. But more than the show, obviously, it's just like to spend time with her, and I think she really looks forward to it. And I love that goal.
That's incredible. Okay. I have a couple follow-up questions. First, I'll start with the states one. I know you're getting pretty close to having all 50 knocked out. So I guess, how many do you have, and how many do you have left to go, and what are they, if you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, so I think I have 7 left. I basically, a lot of them are all out west, so like, yeah, basically from Colorado, like California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada, Utah,
mm-hmm.
And North Dakota, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell me a little bit about this trip then that you might be knocking out a couple in. Who are you going with, and what are those states that you're going to be hitting?
Yeah, so it's our family vacation. I think we're going to try to hit Utah and maybe Arizona. And what was the other one? I'm actually not sure, but I know it's one I haven't been to.
Okay, perfect. Uh-huh. And you're doing that with who?
My family.
Okay, perfect. Yep. The whole fam? Nice.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's...
Whoever can make it, I guess.
I think just part of the family.
Yeah, okay, nice. And then, what's the show that you're watching with your grandma?
Oh my goodness, it's actually awful. Don't ever watch it. And I'm embarrassed to even say it, but but I mean, it's called Heartland, and it's like the classic cheesy horse like show.
Okay.
There's like 14 seasons, and we calculated this, and it'll take us about another 5 years to finish it.
Oh my, that is crazy. That is crazy. So it's okay, no judgment. Like, I don't know the show, but you say it's kind of goofy. Do you enjoy the show at all?
You know, not really. I don't really like horses that much, and really, it's so cheesy. Sometimes it's painful to watch, but I would never tell her that because okay, bless her heart, she's in the show.
Oh, that's great. Well, I think that's really awesome that you're spending some intentional time with her like every week like that. It's beautiful. Okay. Well, I don't have a whole lot more. I'm going to ask you guys at least one more question and then see where the conversation goes. But my last question is, I wanted to do this podcast. Somebody had the idea, and then your two names kept popping up for two people that set really good goals and also do pretty well keeping them as well. So I'm curious to know, how do you keep yourself motivated to keep these goals? Like, Anna, even if it is like a weekly goal like that, that's still something that you have to, I don't know, put the fortitude to actually accomplish. And then how do you keep these goals is part A. And then part B is, what would you tell somebody who's, you know, maybe set some New Year's resolutions and we're a month in and they're already falling off or not keeping up with pace and giving up? And Anna, I'll ask you first.
Okay, those are great questions, boy. I think for me, I constantly have to keep revisiting them, and like, I try to reevaluate. All right, I way overslept this morning. Why was that? What can I do better tomorrow? Like, is it worth it? Sometimes I do have to readjust and be like, you know, this time in my life, this goal just isn't working out this way. Maybe I'll readjust or, like, come back to it. And then, my other thing I was going to say was, it really helps to, I don't know how to say it, but, like, surround myself with people who will be encouraging, or if I know that, like, a certain thing might not be in full support, or might be like, oh, you're lame, just stay up late with us or something, then I'm a little more guarded with it, I guess, because I need all the encouragement I can get. So usually if I have goals, I go talk to Laura, and she's like the most supportive, encouraging person ever. And she'll ask me, like, we try to call each other once a week, and Laura's really good about being like, hey, that house goal coming or something, and it's never in a judgmental way, but it's always nice to have like a little nudge and accountability. So I don't know how you'd sum that up, but just like have positive, encouraging people or accountability around you.
I think that's great. So what I hear you saying is keep encouraging people around you, and then don't be afraid to reevaluate and reassess your priorities. And then, what was the very last thing? Oh, accountability too. Surround yourself with people that are not just encouraging, but also willing to check in with you and see how you're doing with those goals.
Yeah, for sure.
And is that what you would tell somebody who's already struggling? Try doing those things and see what happens? Or what else would you say?
Honestly, you can't get along with the classic SMART goals. Like, what are you setting goals? Try to be specific and make sure it's like measurable so you know when you've achieved the goal and the rest of the acronym. It's even more realistic and time. Yeah, what is it?
I think it might be time. Like, I have a deadline, so timed. Yeah,
I would really agree with that acronym.
Okay, perfect. That's very helpful. I wanted to bring the acronym up earlier, but I knew I couldn't remember them all, so I was just like, I better not.
That could be research that the whole podcast.
Oh, nice. That was smart, literally. Okay, well, I guess I'll bounce that question over to Laura. Laura, how do you see yourself keeping up with these goals and staying on top of it? And then how would you counsel somebody who's already fallen off a little bit or struggling keeping up with their goals?
Well, Anna had a lot of good ones. One big one, just to bounce off her, was like accountability, I think, is so big. And I learned that a lot last year, where I was so used to doing everything by myself. And, like, I would get it done, but it was just way more motivating. Like, I trained for a half marathon with some buddies. And normally I'd always run alone, but, like, I was so much more motivated when, like, and a lot of times when I maybe wouldn't have showed up, you know? Right. I was like, oh, I can't cancel. Because they had buddies. And then, like, at the gym, I have buddies I see every day. And if you're not there, they're like, where were you? So just having people that, like, keep you accountable. Another I would say would probably be on, and I just forgot.
Now you're all good.
Now, Laura, can I add something super quick to the accountability?
Yeah, please.
Whenever you listen to, like, motivational self-help videos, I feel like they always say accountability, and it would always, like, really stress me out. It's a really scary word for some reason sometimes. And so, I guess when I say accountability or we say accountability, I don't mean that it has to be some official mentor person in your life that you, like, have to check in with once a week. But yeah, just like Laura was saying, some good friends or, like, informal accountability at the gym, when they tease you if you're not there or something. Just so people aren't, like, totally scared off by that word, because it can be scary.
No, I think that's a great point. That's a perfect point. And I actually think about what Laura's saying with, you know, having somebody to run with as she's training for a half marathon. My dad always talks about that. You know, he runs with a group of guys every single Thursday and every single Saturday. And I run with them occasionally when I'm in Columbia too. And they run at like 5:30 in the morning, at least on Thursdays. And there's like a 0% chance that I would get up at 4:50 on a Thursday morning and go for a run if those guys weren't there. And I think Dad says the same. He's got more discipline than me, but he wouldn't be out there every single week if there wasn't five guys waiting for him in the parking lot. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, for sure.
That's perfect. They've got a guy, too. He's getting back into running now, but they've been running with him for years. And for a while, he was like, you know, had no motivation, so he wasn't running with them very much. And so what they would do is they say, all right, we're running from this guy's house. We're all meeting at his house. That way we can, you know, knock on his door and be like, get out here, man. That's a good point, though. Laura, did you think of your second thing?
Okay, yes, I did. Okay, so I think and this is a classic too, but like just finding goals you're passionate about. Like some of my friends were like, oh man, I should start running. And they're like, but I hate running. I'm like, well then, heck, find something you love. You're gonna, like, I think you're much more likely to do, like, things you're passionate about. And even I was like, oh, I'm going to bike a certain amount, you know, whatever. And I would bike, and I would just dread it. I would just hate it. And I'm like, why don't I just run? Like, I enjoy running. And I was much more motivated to, like, obviously run than I was bike. And then I think another one would be, like, I don't know, just every once in a while mixing up routine. Like, I know you have a goal, but, like, even with that goal, I feel like you can mix it up a bit. Like, say running for years, I can do the same thing over and over for a very long time before I get tired of it. But, like, I'd run the same route over and over and over. And just, even just, like, mixing up your route and going somewhere or different or something like that, it's, like, it's pretty motivating.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You guys are smart. You guys have a lot of wisdom, both of you.
Thanks.
That's incredible. Yeah, I was looking at my goals, I'm passionate about most of the goals that I wrote down for like 2024, but I was looking at them like last week, and I'm like woefully behind on almost all of them already. It's pretty sad. I guess, Laura, this question will be specifically for you, because you've worked in, like, what would you call it, like, physical therapy? Is that rehab or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basically.
I imagine in physical therapy, there's a lot of people that have goals set for them or set their own goals and don't keep them at all. Just in lieu of that, how far into the year do you think New Year's resolutions on average last? So if somebody makes it the whole year, you know, that's 365 days. How long do you think on average these people last on their resolutions?
Oh my goodness. Probably too long. It's actually crazy. And I was going to say something like that, but like working at the office, like sometimes that is motivation for me too, when people are like setting these goals and then like anyway, that's rude, but I see them like giving up so easily, but it's probably 2 weeks and then they're like, nah, this is not it.
I'm not laughing because I think that's ridiculous. It kind of is, but I'm that way too. I'll have a goal that I set and then I start falling off pace, you know, somewhere in January, I'm like, maybe I'll just forget about it. You know what I mean? So I'm not trying to be mean anyway, but I think if people implemented some of the things that you guys are talking about, maybe they'd at least last into February somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think with a lot of them, I think they were just, the common theme I saw was they were all setting like such crazy, I wouldn't, like maybe unrealistic goals to where like they didn't see any progress and they, obviously it was only 2 weeks, but like, I feel like maybe if they started with some small goals where like they could see a little bit of progress, they maybe would be more motivated and would last longer. But they would set like these crazy weight loss goals or like crazy fitness goals. I'm like, honey, just start small. But I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I love that. Mary Beth and I, like, so Mary Beth, when we were in the U.S., she had a gym membership just at Planet Fitness, and she had a black card, so she would go occasionally, and she could get me in for free, so I would tag along with her occasionally. We weren't Anna and Laura consistent. We went occasionally. I maybe went twice a month, I would say, with Mary Beth, but it was so funny. Always in January, like, we'd go in randomly, like, after Christmas break, you know, getting back from the holidays, and we'd go to the gym, and it's just packed, man, and we're like, why is everybody here? And then we realize, oh, it's you know, January 7th or whatever. Probably everybody's got New Year's resolutions that have to do with the gym. But yeah, like you're saying, usually, you know, it calmed down by February, sadly. But yeah, let's see. I don't know where else to take this. Do you guys have any like super crazy or unique goals that you want to mention, or anything else you want to mention at all before we start wrapping up?
Laura, do you have any you want to mention? Why are you laughing? Because before this podcast, I thought of one that you used to have, but not to call you out on the podcast. Should I ask you? Which one to say it, Taj? Would you try to, like, spend so many minutes a day upside down? Oh my goodness. Yes. I have brought that number quite down. But it's okay, yeah, I used to have a goal to practice handstands every day for a very long time, and now I just do it once a week for like 20 minutes because that was more realistic. But yeah,
so what were you doing for a while? Were you doing like 20 minutes a day or something?
Well, I was doing like 40 minutes a day.
Oh my gosh.
I was trying to get a one-handed handstand, and I did somewhat get it. I couldn't hold it for a very long time, but I was trying to get, like, handstand push-ups. I did get those, but, like, I was trying to do all different things, not just, like, a handstand.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it would take a really long time.
That's crazy.
It was so funny because it was when we were in Alaska, and I think one time I came into our little, like, you know, twig shanty, and Laura was upside down for a long time. She just kept, like, being upside down on her hands and head, and I was like, what are you doing? And she, like, got up, right, and she's like, oh, I have a goal. You know how I'm, like, always in my room in the evenings for a long time, and you guys wonder what I'm doing? Yes, we always wonder. She's like, no, I couldn't spend 40 minutes upside down.
Oh, my gosh, that is so funny.
Yeah, she is really good at keeping it.
Dude, just imagine how good, Laura, though, your blood flow is to your head, you know? You're probably so much smarter than everybody else.
That is literally what I my hair is so long.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. All right, I'm trying to grow my hair out, so hang on. I'm going to go do a handstand. I'll be right back. No, I'm just kidding. I'm still here. That's hilarious. Anna, do you have anything crazier what's the expression? Out of the blue? Out of the...
Ordinary.
Ordinary. Do you have anything out of the ordinary?
Oh, let's see. I don't think I do this year. Oh, sorry. Oh, actually, no, I take that back. I do. Ferg and I also set a goal once a month. Wake up someplace new that we've never slept before. Wake up somewhere new.
Oh, wow.
So, that's kind of been a fun goal. So, like, December, we went camping in Nebraska somewhere. And this month, or last month, January, we went camping in the Black Hills. And so, it's kind of fun to come up with creative new places to spend the night.
That's incredible. I also love that you're doing that in the first year of your marriage. I think that it's going to have some fun memories, I think.
Yeah.
I'm trying to spend 30 nights this year not in a bed. So, like, outside. I'm going to count sleeping in a car, though. Like, if I'm sleeping in the front seat of a car, I'd count that. So.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's, I like that one.
Yep. I actually kind of stole it from Caleb. I don't know if he did it on purpose or not, but I think, like, July of last year, he spent, like, basically all of July sleeping in a tent or sleeping under the stars. Probably not a tent. He probably never slept in a tent, but, you know, under the stars or whatever. And I was like, I like that. He spent pretty much 30 days in a row doing that, so I kind of stole it from him.
That's so funny. You also let us know how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. I've got, you know, January's kind of cold, so I've only got one so far, and it was really cold.
Well, last winter, I don't know what got into me, but I just was sleeping in my bed. So, like, last winter, I think I slept on my living room rug for a month. So, that's how it's awesome.
Sorry, you got some pretty bad echo going on right now. Could you say that one more time?
Oh.
No, you're good.
If you always sleep on the floor, does that count?
Oh, so did you say that you've been sleeping on the floor last year or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would want it to be, like, outside, probably, to count towards my goals. But, dude, I bet that's actually pretty good for your back. I haven't looked into it, but I feel like mattresses can't be that good for your back.
Sleeping on the floor. Ever since that month or two, my back has not been
the same. Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. All right. Sorry, go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Any final thoughts from you guys? I really appreciate you kind of sharing some of your goals and how you keep them, and also some encouragement for those who might be struggling, those like me who might be struggling already. You guys have anything? Okay. Well, thanks for coming on. And if you guys are listening on Apple Podcasts in particular, it'd be really helpful if you, I'm talking to the listeners here, guys, if you left a written review of the podcast. I've heard that really helps the algorithm. So a lot of you guys already have, but some of you I know haven't. So maybe just type in good podcast and write a 5-star review. That helps a lot. And keep up with those goals. Maybe this will help you if you don't have any written down. Think about what you want to prioritize. And I think Anna and Laura were the perfect people to have this conversation. So thanks again, guys, for hopping on. I really appreciate it. And yeah, we'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.